Let's turn over to James chapter 2. The book of James chapter 2 and verse 14. All right, starting at James 2:14, it says, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man says he has faith and has not works? Can faith alone save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, yet you give him not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yes, a man may say, You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe there is one God? You do well. The demons believe and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" This is an important thing to remember this morning. Faith is more than just believing. Faith is your belief put into action. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that should impact how you conduct yourself. If you believe Jesus is just an idea that you should walk around and say, yes, I believe there is a Jesus, but that doesn't change my life, then you have dead faith, if it's faith at all. Real faith is when your actions are impacted, directed, and guided by what you believe. Faith without work is dead. Let's look at the scripture again. If you meet someone, a brother or sister, who is lacking clothing or lacking food, the things that their body needs, and rather than helping them, rather than giving that brother or sister what they need, you just say, I'll pray for you. I hope you get clothes and I hope you get food. I believe that God will provide for you. Don't you know that as a Christian, we are the body of Christ? It is through us. Very often, that God provides for people. Don't wish somebody well if you're able to actually provide and make them well. For the Christian, faith is always to be accompanied by action. Now, if you're not able to provide for them, that's one thing. But if you can, make it a point to put your faith in action. Because just believing, even the demons believe. They actually know what's going to happen in the future to them. They actually know that they're on the wrong side of this spiritual conflict. And so they tremble because they're afraid. But the child of God, their faith is coupled by their behavior, their works. If you believe, then do something.